A woman named Kashish dances to a Bollywood film song at a national event that gathered transgender people or hijras from across the country. Kashish is a member of the Dancing Queens, a nationally known all-transgender dance troupe. After the performance, Kashish explains why she joined the group.
When I first started working as an office receptionist, strange things happened to me on the job. The men would stare at me, which made me uncomfortable. Many of them tried to make inappropriate moves on me. Due to their harassment, I was unable to do my job properly and ended up having to resign within a month of starting. The experience made me think I could never again work in that horrifying kind of environment.
Discrimination and limited employment opportunities economically marginalize transgender people in India. Many end up having to work in the commercial sex industry as street entertainers or as beggars. Transgender activists say that beyond third gender recognition, the government has a responsibility to provide a legal framework to end economic and on-the-job discrimination. Abhina Aher is a high-profile transgender activist in India.
The highest court of India has given a verdict a year before, you know, that these people has to get equity, these people has to get employment, and these people has to get job opportunities. Do we have jobs for transgenders? No. The only space where transgenders are employed is the non-government organizations, NGOs. And that's not something which is healthy. I want to see people employed in the media. I want to see people who are taking my interview. You know, I want to see a ticket collector who's a transgender. The government has to realize that if you don't give an opportunity, special privilege to these people will not be able to come to equal power.
India's upper house of parliament has already passed a bill to increase access to educational and economic opportunities via affirmative action type mechanisms. A vote on the bill, known as the Transgender Persons Provision of Social Security Bill, is pending in the lower house. Lakshmi Narayan Tripathi, a noted Hindi film actress, represents the Asia-Pacific region at the United Nations. She is the first transgender person to do so.
We should unite in calling on our parliamentarians to vote in favor of the bill. I will personally meet with all of my area's parliamentarians and will not spare any one of them. Imagine if they don't vote in our favor. We are still struggling even after the Supreme Court's verdict. If we don't do anything today, our community will be begging on streets for the next 200 years, and our future generations will be forced to sell our bodies for loose change.
India's 2014 Supreme Court ruling to recognize hijras as a third gender did away on paper with what had been a major legal barrier, but in practice, discrimination in the workplace and in schools remains common. Ambalika Roy is the lawyer who successfully petitioned the Supreme Court in the landmark case.
See, a law cannot change the mindset of people. It is just a weapon to help the community access their rights. From the schools, you are dropping out because you don't get that kind of a protection which you require because you are different. You cannot work safely because you don't have any sexual harassment at workplace laws. The system should provide you that kind of a protection so that you don't get into that traps of constant harassment and constant discrimination. The state has to do it.
And while India does recognize hijras as a third gender, its anti-sodomy law, known as Section 377, still criminalizes gay sex, affecting the entire LGBT population. Advocates fighting to overturn Section 377 say, despite claims to the contrary, the community remains united. Ashok Rao Kavi, a prominent LGBT rights activist, says gaining legal recognition does not make hijras abandon LGBT activism.
The transgender sisters are not different from us. They are very much a part of us. To say that Section 377 is totally different, transgender is different, their issues are different, their issues may be different, but we are all together in it. They fight for us and we fight for them.
Section 377 remains on the books and the Supreme Court of India refuses to repeal it, saying that overturning the draconian law should be left to the parliament and not the judiciary. A petition challenging that decision has been filed but not even a single hearing has been held. The Transgender Persons Bill, currently before the lower parliament, is expected to be discussed later this month. Jaswinder Sehgal, FSRN, New Delhi, India.